for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.
And it's been a good battle after half time. It was all Richmond in the first half, but can't have least stuck to their guns. Nick Newman burst through, took the footy, and he's tackled by Caddy. Trying to get a kick out of there. It was Curno. It spills back to Graham, who's been enormous. Kicks it inside forward 50. Lynch tries to take it on the bounce. Carlton get back, though, in numbers. And it's Simpson. Quick give to Thomas. And Thomas comes out wide to the wing.
A free kick to Riewoldt here against Daisy.
So,
that's other way around.
Didn't see what was going on there.
Field.
Down the line, and okay. McGovern's the recipient. He chips it wide.
Been ordinary, Zach Fisher.
Yeah, Fisher comes back inboard. It's a good kick, though, because it opens it up for Murphy.
And
Murphy
seconds.
Inside 50, wants Cripps. Can't mark. Ball on the deck. And Richmond will sweep it away, Chuck. And you can call Rioli, maybe have seven bounces. Phil Manassa style.
Well, he's had two. I reckon he's having three. He's going to think four. He handballs inboard. 10 seconds. Siren is close.
Oh.
Bumped off the footy. That was just slow motion stuff. Graham has a shot from 50 metres out. And Castagna marks. I reckon he got the mark.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
I reckon he got the mark. He's going to kick after the siren, and Richmond are going to win by 28 points because he's seriously 2 metres out. Didn't like it, Bucky. You thought the siren sounded first.
Doesn't matter.
Tigers win. Castagna kicks one after the siren. Some tired, tired players. Richmond by 28.
We're from Tigerland. A fighting fury. We're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin. Risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win. For we're from Tigerland. We never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold.
Richmond to Carlton 6-9-45. So the margin in the end was 28 points. To Carlton's credit, they trailed by 28 at half time, and it looked like Richmond could actually open a can on the Blues. But instead, I reckon the Blues have won a lot of friends and maybe a few more fans today. They held on, and they got it back to within 16 points. But in the end, Richmond by 28.
Fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin, risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win. For we're from Tigerland. We never weaken till the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, the strong and we're bold.
Richmond by 28 points on a wet, soggy afternoon at the MCG on the back of four first-half goals to Jack Graham, Tommy Lynch with two, Riewoldt with two. Can we go downstairs, Dave, with the host broadcaster? I'm not sure whether we can. Dave's just giving me a no-no.
70 calls for help. Why Victorian parents?
No, we can't.
And Shane Edwards, 250 games today. Tell us about him as a player and a person.
Oh, he's an absolute star. You know, the way he performs on field and off field, you just can't credit him enough. So he's a real gentleman, and, you know, it's great to get the win for him today.
And you spoke about the Alana and Madeline Foundation before. $83,000 raised today. How good's that?
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, we've had a great relationship with them, and we hope it keeps building. And thanks for all the donations.
Thanks, Cade. We'll let you get back to the boys now, but there is still time to donate, everyone. There will be volunteers out on the concourse, and you can head online, amf.org.au/footy donate. Make sure you get around and help keep children safe from online bullying. We will be back here next week to play West Coast, and in the meantime, let's hear that song one more time.
Back upstairs to us, that was the voice of Kane Lambert downstairs, the Richmond internal feed. In fact, Avey was good enough to sort of tune in there, but in the end, Justin, 28 points to the Tigers. Look, they held control for most of the game, but I think you nodded a couple of times when we said Carlton didn't go away, they never turned it up, and that's a promising sign from an emerging side.
Yeah, absolutely, and they are a much younger outfit than Richmond, but their ability to stay in games and keep coming at games
has been
really good under David Teague. And Although they didn't get the result today, they'll take some really good lessons out of this.
So the voice of Justin Longmuir saying some good lessons for the Blues. I tell you what we might do, because the Tigers are going to go to all parts of the G and thank their loyal fans. Gives us a chance to take a quick break. We'll come back and head downstairs. Darren Parkin will be in the Richmond dressing rooms. The MCG on a Sunday afternoon. Richmond by 28 points over the Blues on Live Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football in 2019 is covering the biggest games right across Australia and giving you more chances to win.
Yeah.
This year, if you make it on air with a K-Rock footy team, you'll go into the draw to win over $6,000 worth of black frame solar panels from City to Surf Solar, including installation.
Ah!
All you've got to do is chat to the team about anything footy related on 52232955 and you'll be in the draw to win.
Wow.
Powered by City to Surf Solar, the region's solar power and energy efficiency specialists. Get more info and T's and C's at krockfootball.com.au.
Hi, Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? A free appointment with our in-house architect will make your new home more about you and the way you live.
The interactions with Daniel, the architect, have been very positive. His communication style is very easy to work with. We talked what the budget would be. They came back with a design that fitted that budget.
For your free appointment with our in-house architect, register now at signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Hello, Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm, Geelong.
544,712.
Jamie, are you counting your parking tickets or something?
That's my position on the footy tipping ladder.
Why don't you just focus on the top part of the ladder? After all, that's where the best of us hang out.
How do you know? Can you see that far?
On the ladder of general all-round awesomeness, sharing the views, of course, with our very own Bluey McGrath, is Wombat Gully, Geelong.
201 Townsend Road in Moolap. Almost on the top of the ladder of awesomeness.
A City to Surf solar rebate update.
A reminder that the latest government rebate for new solar systems is being rolled out slower due to overwhelming demand and government caps. With uncertainty and delays causing industry hardships, trust City to Surf solar. We guarantee installation with the up to 50% rebate. Be very careful who you choose. Talk to one of our experts today.
To find out more about the government rebate, see citytoservesolar.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warrilili, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Full time at the MCG. We've moved now into the fifth quarter thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Great to have both of those wonderful sponsors on board. And City to Surf Solar, they've provided a $7,000 solar package for one lucky caller. All the callers on K-Rock this year go into the draw and we'll pull one out at the end of the year and we will deliver, or we won't, City to Surf Solar will deliver a seven large package. That is an unbelievable prize for the lucky caller. Richmond are going to cheer off their man, Shane Edwards, in his 250th game. Darren Parkin has got frostbite. He's down in the Richmond dressing rooms, but I won't go there yet because the Tigers are milling at the top of their race and they're carrying Shane Edwards off. Been a wonderful player, Justin, over a long period, hasn't he? Sort of a quiet achiever, but always gets the job done.
Yeah, he's been underrated for a lot of years. Last year, All-Australian, he started to get a little bit of recognition. By all reports, he's a great team man to have around the club and he obviously plays his role week in, week out.
No doubt about that. Well done to Shane Edwards. Last night we celebrated Mitch Duncan in his 200th. Well, Shane Edwards, 250 games. Darren Parkin is in the Richmond rooms. Dasher, come in because I can see the Tigers are just turning the corner and they'll be with you in about 5 seconds. Edwards leading them in, Dash.
Yeah, all the support staff down here as well. Just had all of the assistant coaches filter through and Brendan Gale's down here enjoying a bit of a smile. Not a huge gathering. There's a lot of people here from the Alana and Madeline Foundation, which has worked really closely with Richmond, particularly today, as you saw with the purple tinge on the jumper. Shane Edwards leading the group into the rooms. Just gets a hug from the family on the way through. And just, I guess, a job done. Richmond are probably well aware, looking at the fixture, that effectively the finals start next week for them. With West Coast and Brisbane to come, they had to bank this in tricky conditions, and they've been able to do that.
Good call, and Dash.
You see Cochin and Martin and Rance down here as well for the Tigers. And we know they won't get Alex back, but they'll certainly hope to get the other two back. as they circle up after win number 14 on the season.
I reckon this one will have a little bit of vigour, even though they're tired. Here they go. As rousing as I thought, Dash. A little bit tired. Who have you put the request in for, Dasher?
I'm still actually trying to locate the media crew as we speak, so we'll alert you when we've got somebody. I think they've got frostbite as well. But,
all right.
But yeah, probably a subdued song. I think certainly they were feeling the pinch after that slog.
Leave you alone, Dash, to see if you can hunt down the media operator and let us know. Let Dave know once you've got someone with a post-match interview downstairs with Darren Park. And as I said, fifth quarter thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Just getting a shot of the Blues dressing room. Disappointed, no doubt, because they probably come today, Bucky, as you did, hoping that it might be an upset. But I thought, Justin, it was actually a fighting performance is probably the best word I can use for the Blues.
Yeah, what do you reckon? I mean, those last two goals, from a Carlton perspective, when they get a couple late, just sours it a little bit, Chuck. I mean, you look at 28 points in these conditions. To me, that 28 points is more like mid-40s, 50s in dry conditions. But, yeah, they did fight it out after half-time, the boys.
Tell you what, Dash is doing a great job because we've just been told that he's put the request in for Shane Edwards and got the all clear. So once we get an opportunity, we will go down and speak to the man that we've been speaking about who played 250 games. Justin, I know you're here for K-Rock today with doing your best job for Goddings, but also one eye to, you know, one of the teams that you're going to probably have to beat to hold up the cup at the end of the year, which is no doubt your goal and Nathan Buckley's goal and all the Collingwood team. What you saw of Richmond today, did anything add to the layers that you know about the Tigers?
Oh, first half I thought they were set up really soundly, and we spoke about their defence being rock solid. The one question mark I reckon they would have is their forward makeup, and especially their small forwards. I mean, I just sort of circled Castagna, Stack, Bolton, Rioli all played that role today, but I just don't know whether they've got Marlon Pickett, who's come into the side, come into their VFL side the last couple of weeks and has gone really well. I just still think that's probably a query about them, and they probably haven't made their mind up about that. But they looked outside of that, they look so solid and. They're just a well-oiled machine, and their last two games is going to be really, really, really fascinating, really.
You're saying they might have too many, or they could push another player into the midfield, or is that...
No. I think they're really settled with the way they want to play, and I think that their two talls and five smalls mixed down forward is exactly what they want. I just wonder whether the only question in their team is... which small forwards make up
the best mix? Because you've got Butler as well.
Yeah, Butler got dropped. Yeah. And he's out. And
not that he's small, but Jack Graham chimed in with four first half goals today as a mid-range tough forward, if you like.
Yeah, and he's sort of splitting his time between midfield and a little bit of time forward. And the other one's Lambert, who's he's rock solid. He'll be in that mix. And we've Stack finished the game at half back, so. There's probably only one or two question marks over their side. Outside of that, they're just in red-hot form, and they did the job in the first half today.
And you put Cochin and Dusty, stayed in the bleeding, obvious. You put those two into the midfield, and it's a pretty well-oiled outfit. You've said today throughout that they're back half, and we're going to speak with Shane Edwards shortly, who's one of those runners off half-back. But Asprey and Grimes, for me, are sort of the... I'm not going to say underrated anymore, but they just... set their structure up beautifully. They've got some runners off half-back, broads down there, shorts down there. And time after time, Justin, you look up and you think, oh, they're going to be caught out of position, and somehow they get men behind the footy.
Yeah, well, and that's purely through structure. And at stoppage, they play seven defenders, in essence, because their wing plays as a back. That gives them the deep drop-off. And as we saw in the first half, that not only did it help them defend, but it helped their attack with their uncontested marks. Once Carlton took away their uncontested marks, they were able to play the game in their front half a little bit more and hit the scoreboard a little bit more. So, they look rock solid.
If it works so effectively for Richmond, then... is it easy to say why don't other teams do that? Why don't other teams do that?
So, what you can what you can cough up is a lot of field position by doing it. So today they actually did allow Carlton to go from one end to the other a couple of times, but they intercepted in their back 50. So they're happier to win the ball back in their back 50 rather than concede a score, rather than be a bit more aggressive and win the ball back in their front half. But I suppose if a team can defend that better, they will get the game played in their front half. Get their game in their front half, but Carlton just couldn't defend them. Even given the conditions, 50 something uncontested marks at half time was just way too many.
What other club, Justin, in the AFL is playing a similar style to Richmond? Is there another club that plays a similar style? Are they pretty unique in what they're doing?
Well, in a way, earlier in the year, Geelong were playing a similar sort of style when they'd always try and get Stewart to be that extra drop off, and teams do it by sliding their wing back. So their wing slide, the wing on the open side slides hard back, which picks up a forward, which allows the next defender to roll in behind the ball. Most teams are doing that. A lot of teams like to play the game in their front half, and we're probably more like that, where we will squeeze up the ground and try and get those turnovers in our front half rather than coughing up that extra field position. We talk about the backs, but it's a whole of ground thing. But Richmond get away with it a little bit because the opposition, their forwards and their midfielders are able to put so much pressure on the ball that you can't just pick apart. And especially in these conditions, you can't just pick apart and lose and use that extra up the ground. So look, you go back to round two when we had 150 uncontested marks against them. We're able to use that extra, pick them apart, and then get that field position and lock the ball in our front half. Whereas, in conditions like this, a team's just not going to be able to use that extra to build their play up.
Thanks, Justin, for your analysis. We're going to head downstairs. Unfortunately, Shane Edwards, who we thought we had, he's got all his family members down there, and understandably so, just wants to enjoy the company instead. And what an adequate replacement. He's a regular with us on K-Rock. He played nicely again today. Brandon Ellis has decided to come and help us out with our post-match interview. He's downstairs with Darren Parkin.
He has joined us. Thanks, guys. And Brandon, we might start there with Shane Edwards. 250th game, been a stalwart of the club. I guess a word on him. Played a blinder in his milestone.
You can say so much about Cheddar. He's probably one of the most selfless players that I've ever played with. We call him Mr. Fix-It because whenever we need him to do something or whenever the team needs something, he goes and does it and does it really well. But nothing but love for Cheddar, and as you can see, all the boys have posted about him, and we love him down here.
Given your top four spot's not yet secured and you've got West Coast and Brisbane to come, does it kind of feel like you're going to play a six-week final series and that it starts next week?
Yeah, I take nothing away from Carlton. They were awesome tonight. Ever since the bye, I think they're number two in contested ball, so they play a hard, tough round of footy. But we've got West Coast next week, then obviously Brisbane. It's just the run that we want coming into finals because, you want to sort of play the best teams come back end of the year, so you're prepared for finals. We'll study West Coast this week and, see how we can pick them apart. But it's going to be a fantastic one next Sunday.
Brandon, thanks so much for your time on K-Rock. It's Darren Berry upstairs, Benny Casanelia, Justin Longmuir and Heath Buck. Again, Tigers, these conditions, I mean, you play well in any conditions. You love the MCG. But these conditions, Brandon, the first half, Richmond looked to me and to us totally in control with the method that you display. Do you love it when it's raining, your team?
We don't mind it when it rains. I think the only game we played after the bye is at Etihad, where it didn't. Obviously, it doesn't rain, but every other game it's rained. We just embrace the conditions, embrace whatever's thrown at us, and we don't mind the weather. It's a pretty simple game. Just get the ball forward.
Looked like a real tiring game though, and you mentioned Carlton. We thought that they half time. We felt that maybe Richmond would run away with the game, but they never went away. Which is, we don't often talk about the opposition, but they're building nicely. The young Blues, aren't they?
Yeah, they definitely are. Obviously, hopefully they can finish off well. The back end of this year, I think like two more games to go, and then they'll have a big preseason. I think they're going to be very good next year. They're obviously starts in the middle with Cruiser and Cripps. It's a good combo. And then they've got a really good spine, and they've got other players who complement Cripps as well. And they're going to be a very good team next year, I think.
Back to the Tigers, you speak about starting in the middle. How important to have the big Toby Nankervis, the big man, back in the middle for you today?
Yeah, Toby's very important for us. Take nothing away from Soto, who's been playing his role awesomely.
Yep.
Nank's sort of our number one ruckman, but he just comes in. He's like having another midfielder because his follow-up work and the way he tackles and crunches bodies, it's just like another midfielder. So we love having Nank back, and we've got him back, obviously. Good time of year.
Brad, the side's just building beautifully in the finals, and part of it is you set up all over the field, particularly in the first half today. It was You know, you really just had all bases covered, whether it was defensively, offensively, your ability to move the ball, win it back. It was a second half, maybe, you know, Carlton lifted and conditions got a little bit more difficult, but that first half was red hot.
Yeah, you know, we obviously pride our game on defence because it's something that you can't take away from us. You can obviously control opposition's offences. But, yeah, you know, we, you know, pride ourselves on just playing our role. You know, I think everyone's done that pretty well tonight and obviously for the second half of the year. You know, it's going to be very important for everyone to play their role, I guess, for the next 2 weeks and then, you know, come finals time.
Will Jack Graham have his chest puffed out tonight, do you reckon, or?
Four first halfers.
He should have had five. George should have, Castagna should have shipped with that last one. Fridge is awesome. We've seen that he can kick goals. He plays multiple roles for us, you know, forward, midfield. As you've seen, that grand final a few years ago, he kicked 3.5. And, he's just like a little pop-up sprinkler, isn't he?
He is. He was fantastic. And, I mean, that's the beauty of this side, that, you know, you take out your two biggest names in the midfield and yet there's absolutely no drop-off.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just everyone playing their role. And, you know, our younger mids are just complimenting our older mids. But, it's just awesome to be a part of. And sorry, guys, I've got to go. We've got a team meeting.
Righto, Brandon. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you jumping on, mate. Good luck.
All good. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Brandon Ellis joining us. But you heard in the background, come on, boys, let's go. So, obviously, Damien Hardwick wants to call the troops to attention and just address a few of the things. What do you think, Justin, from Damien Hardwick's point of view? Again, we felt the first half they were totally in control. Carlton didn't go away. And in the end, a 28-point victory. But Damien Hardwick, what do you think he might be saying behind closed doors now to the Tigers?
Oh, he looked pretty disappointed, to be honest, when they flashed to him on the TV monitor. I just think he would have been a little bit disappointed with the basics. They dropped some marks, probably didn't defend as well as they could have, and probably allowed a couple of easy goals to Carlton. It's probably especially things that annoy the senior coaches, like that hack kick out at D50 that landed in McGovern's arms. Those sorts of goals are ones that you can really control, and they're the ones that probably would have disappointed him. But, you know, I would imagine he would talk to the group about the next couple of weeks and especially next week to, you know, recover well, get your mind back on the job, and got a couple of big weeks before finals.
We might recover well ourselves and take a break, come back and have a look at some Kerr's higher stats. We'll get some final reports from Dasher downstairs. Justin, you better just jot down your Steamatic standout player before we leave, and then a couple of highlights to wrap it up for round 21 of footy. Around the grounds, Bucky, just before I go to the break, please.
Yeah, goal to Willie Rioli for the Eagles midway through the second quarter, Chuck, at Optus Stadium. The Eagles lead 36, Adelaide 28.
It was the Tigers today at the MCG by 28 points over the Blues. Stick with us and we'll come back and wrap things up on what has been a massive round 21 of footy on Live Breathe, K-Rock Footy.
Across Geelong and the Surf Coast, you're locked on the home of footy.
K-Rock Football, back in minutes.
K-Rock Football covers the biggest games across the country every weekend. And every weekend gives you the chance to win a share in thousands.
Thank you very much.
K-Rock Footy Tipping. Powered by Momentum Energy. If you've signed up to tip for the AFL, GFL or BFL, make sure you complete your tips for this weekend's round for the chance to win our cash.
Yeah.
KRockFootball.com.au.
Powered by Momentum Energy. Visit MomentumEnergy.com.au.
Kickstart your dream at the Warrilili Display Village Sunday, September 1 from 12 p.m. Take in the spectacle of football with mascots, confetti cannons, flags and Cats players. Enjoy loads of free entertainment, including a chance to win tickets to the AFL Grand Final with two nights accommodation in Melbourne. Plus, the footy train will take you to all 26 amazing display homes by leading builders who can help kickstart your home dream with amazing builder bonuses. For terms and conditions or to find out more, see kickstartwarrilili.com.
If you're having commercial or industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic. A range of blasting technology is available, plus the modern, unmatched laser ablation cleaning technology. It's environmentally friendly and ideal for machinery cleaning, mould cleaning, paint removal, restoration and heritage cleaning, non-abrasive rust, grease and oil removal, as well as smoke-damaged brickwork. View the time-lapse demo video now at steamatic.com.au. So for all your commercial and industrial cleaning problems, don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Whatever you need to get things done,
Goddings. Get things done.
Get serious about construction. Goddings stocks the full range of Kubota excavators. 1 to 8 ton in zero swing conventional models. Goddings also stock compact track loaders, wheeled loaders, and all the attachments required to get the job done. Kubota, high performance, durability, and reliability. And Goddings gives you complete after-sale service with on-site backup you can rely on.
Goddings. Get things done. Goddings. Get things done.
Goddings.com.au.
Listen to the footy on your K-Rock radio.
Covering the biggest games every weekend, live and free.
This is K-Rock Football.
K-Rock Football, powered by our number one ticket holder, Warren Lilly, Harvey Norman and Subway.
Fifth quarter at the MCG is thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes, as I've said throughout 2019, a wonderful prize put forward by City to Surf Solar, almost $7,000 worth of solar package for your home for one lucky caller. So if you want to be in that draw, you need to give us a call over the remaining 2 weeks and the finals, and then at the end of the year, we'll pull out a lucky caller to win seven large worth of City to Surf Solar, which is a fantastic prize. We've got to wrap things up from the MCG and head our way home as well. First of all, just a snapshot, if you could, Bucky. Doesn't have to be as comprehensive as halftime, but just some key stats on the Kerr's Hire stat sheet before we round out proceedings.
Just a quick question to Benny first. Okay. If the ladder remains as it is at the moment, Benny, and the Cats play Richmond in that first final, it'll be here at the MCG. Who goes in at favourites in that game?
Ooh.
Richmond.
Okay. Do you reckon? Yeah. After Geelong being on top all year, you're going to go in with Richmond?
Right now, they're the form team. I know the Cats had a good win last night. I still think scoring has, you know, become an issue for Geelong. And Richmond and West Coast are the two form teams. As West Coast kick another goal, they lead now by 14 points
and again,
over the Adelaide Crows.
Ben, you say the form team, and over the last few weeks, we just keep forgetting about the form team.
Brisbane.
Brisbane Lions, since the bye, have not been beaten. They could get a home final. I mean, next week's huge against Geelong. Mm-hmm. If Brisbane win up there against Geelong, Brisbane finish top two, they get a home final.
Out of interest, Track, who was their last defeat?
Brisbane Lions.
Is that the Blue Boys?
Let's go back. Carlton in round 12 by 15 points was their last loss. That's exactly right, Bucky. Round 12, the week before they had the bye. And then after the bye, they've had 8 consecutive wins. And some of them, 56 points, 91 points, 48 points, 33 points.
And a couple of those really big ones on the road as well.
So don't... No one thought the Doggies could win the flag 5 weeks out from the end of the season. The Tigers, they built momentum. And I know everyone's saying, oh, they're inexperienced, they've got to come to the MCG. I just get the feeling that Chris Fagan has got a nice little vibe about the Brisbane Lions. We digress. Bucky, give us some Kerr's Hire stats.
Brandon Ellis spoke about Carlton, one of the leading contested possession teams since the bye, 168 to 151. The Tigers won the clearances 42 to 40. The big one was out of the middle. They dominated 13 to 4 out of the guts. Particularly Prestia at 8 clearances out of the middle. Dion Prestia was pretty good this afternoon. And the disposals, 376 to 366, inside 50s, 59 to 43 in favour of the Tigers. Tackles, 93, Richmond, 85, Carlton. And a lot of free kicks given today, 45 all up. That's big numbers. Individually, Prestia, 35 touches, 11 clearances and 4 tackles and 9 inside 50s. Edwards and his 250, 27 disposals and 9 tackles. Lambert, 25, 22 to Hawley, Ellis, Castagna and Graham, who topped off a fine afternoon with 4 goals. Baker, 22. He got under the guard. Young Liam Baker, geez, he just racks him up as well. Ross, 21, returning to the team. Broad, 19, 18 to Short. Caddy, 18 and a goal, and the two big forwards. Lynch, 10 disposals, 4 marks and 2 goals, 3. And Jack Revolt, 6 disposals, 2 marks and 2 goals, 1 for the Blues. 37 to Cripps, only 4 clearances. Kerno, 34, 33 to Simpson, 32 to Daisy Thomas. So a bit of experience there. Mark Murphy, 29, Newman, 20. And Sam Walsh, 19. Petrescu, Seaton, 18, 17 to Lockie Plowman. And Mitch McGovern on his return, Chuck, 11 disposals and 6 marks and 2 goals.
The skinny edition.
the skinnier edition. 51,039 saw the Tigers. Still in the top four, Chuck. They won by 28 points, 11,773, Carlton 6,944.
Beautiful, Bucky, and that's for Kerr's Hire. 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong. Jared Kerr, fantastic supporter of K-Rock footy. On the back of the Kerr's Hire stats, Justin Longmuir has a job to do, and that is the Steamatic. Don't panic. Call Steamatic for our standout player today, adjudicated by Justin Longmuir. Bucky, get the live ladder up if you can while Justin's giving us that, and then we'll have some highlights to finish. Justin, who in your eyes was the standout player today?
Well, I'm going to go Dion Prestia, and it's on the back of the amount of clearances he had. I thought that was an area in the game with Cochin and Martin out that could have been a little bit vulnerable, and he's had 11 clearances, a lot of centre bounce clearances, which allowed him to get the game played in their front half, and 9 inside 50s in his 35 possessions. I thought he was the most the best player across the four quarters.
Okay, so don't panic. Call Steamatic the standout player today, adjudicated by Justin Longmuir, who's done a fine job again in the Goddings Special Comments Chair. Always provides us an insight into what's going on in the modern game. We sit up here with us dinosaurs and we call the footy, and we're still stuck in retro around Benny and I, and we're a bit of Dave Dobbin and the Herbs playing after the game. That was right up your alley, Benny, when Dave Dobbin came on.
I think you had to be on the Herbs to listen to Dave Dobbin.
Speaking of on the Herbs... Yeah, good work,
Slice Riser. Of blue heaven.
Slice of blue heaven. Not today, Bucky, no. But they were good. But live ladder, just for our listeners, please.
Yeah, Geelong on top with 60 points. Brisbane second, 60 points. West Coast at the moment lead by 8 points, in third position on 60 if they win today.
If they win, so they're 56.
Yep. They have to get on their bike if they want to jump into second position. 4% behind Brisbane on percentage. Richmond in fourth position on 56. Collingwood fifth on 52. The Giants with that big defeat on the weekend on Friday night. They're on 48. Essendon 44. Just hanging on with Port Adelaide, who had a really good win on the weekend. They're inside the top eight. And just outside the top eight, Adelaide on the live ladder on 40. Playing at the moment, and the Western Bulldogs with that big win last night. They're on 40, and Hawthorn 36. But you would think, Chuck, that it's going to come down to either Adelaide or the Western Bulldogs and Port Adelaide in so that run home.
That loss to Fremantle today might have just put a pin.
I think so.
And the Saints, I think we've got to win by about 180 points in the next 2 weeks or
you
something.
Got the Blues next week, the Saints. Yep. So there's a big opportunity for St Kilda, but you would think the way the Western Bulldogs are playing, they're the major threat for a spot in that top eight, I'd say.
And you know what? I reckon the Bulldogs style, if they get into the eight, they might cause a few headaches. Justin, last comments from you. If Collingwood finish fifth, I'm sure you'll be hoping that you can sneak up into a top four with two victories to finish the season, but that'd be a dangerous proposition, the Doggies. If it was five versus eight, Doggies are a side that could do damage in finals.
Yeah, absolutely. The other team that have got some class and are able to turn it on their day is Port Adelaide. Some of their best performances this year are really, really good. I mean, lots been talked about their inconsistency, but their best is really good. So that'd be dangerous as well.
Bucky, I think the only thing we can do now to round out, it's almost 6:30. We're almost done and dusted at the G. We need to have a look at the Hamlin Hanger and also the goal of the day before we close out from the G.
Yeah, we'll go with the Hamlin Hanger first, Chuck. 7.5 minutes in the last quarter. Jack Revolt had a pretty quiet afternoon. He had a great tussle with Liam Jones. Probably Liam Jones took the point to kick two goals. Jack Revolt, and he pulled down a great contested grab in wet conditions at the punt road end in the last quarter.
A long way from where we are. Kicks into the hot spot. That's a Hamlin Hanger. Right late in the last quarter from Jackie Boy Rewalt in the pack, Justin. He went up in teeming rain and pulled down a Hamlin Hanger.
Darcy Fogarty has kicked his third goal for the Crows. I mean, he's just come back into the team, Darcy Fogarty, and he's played well last week, and he's kicked another three this afternoon. Only trailed by 2 points now with 4 minutes remaining, or 45 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Okay. The Eagles 42, Adelaide 40.
So that's a close one unfolding over in the West, Bucky. And the goal of the day today in wet conditions at the G?
I mean, he's standout. This afternoon was young Jack Graham at a big grand final back in 2017. And today he kicked four goals, three of those coming in at purple patch in the third quarter. And his goal at the 9.5 minute mark, which got the Richmond cheer squad very, very happy at the punt road end.
roved at the front of the pack, and that was brute strength. What a goal. Is that Castagna or Graham again? Graham. There's a fight on. It's all happening at the G. It was a fight on, but Graham did burst through with brute strength, as I said. Castagna was in there, but Graham threw it onto his right shoe, and he was adjudicated by the team to be the goal of the day. Bucky, you got one last thing?
I'm not quite sure. Yes, we have got an extra. I thought Bryza back told me before we have an extra.
It's always dangerous when Brian's at home. What do you got, Bryza, for us? Push the button.
McGovern, a shadow of his former self. Oh, Ross rode him like Mick Jetman in the 83 Melbourne Cup. It was Curtis Lane on the inside. It was excessive wet news. And he wins a free.
Beautiful work, Bryza, and beautiful work from Benny Cass.
If you watched that race and Mick Dittman did what he did that day now, he wouldn't ride again for probably about 6 months. He whipped Gurner's Lane from about the 800 to the winning post, and he hit it that hard, he knocked the spots off it.
Got the result.
Oh, wow.
Got the result. Dash is back from downstairs. Dash, come and say goodbye. Was there any injuries in the Tiger dressing room or anything to speak of before we close out?
No, all clear fitness-wise. Sydney Stack had a bit of tightness in the back but played the game out. So in the wet conditions, surprisingly, no one came off second best.
Well done, Darren. You've been strong today. You stayed through the harsh conditions and... you and I can go home with a smile on our face because the Saints got a nice win.
Yeah, might have watched that. Probably just the last 5 minutes will do with that replay, I think.
That'll do us. Beautiful work, Darren Parkin downstairs for Petters. Today we're done and dusted. A few thank yous to close out. Brian, a Tiger fan back at headquarters. Thanks, Bryza, for your work. Davey Knott, the Sunday specialist, the ungrumpy Dave. We have Grumpy Dave Saturday and Happy Dave on Sunday.
We've got another Dave too.
Have we got another Dave?
Yeah, we can't say that one though.
All righto then. Well done, Benny Cass. Refresh and we'll see you next week.
Yes, thank you, Lions, and thank you, ball boys.
Beautiful work, Bucky. Thanks for your work.
Thank you, Chuck. The Eagles take a 1-point lead into half time against the Adelaide Crows.
Justin Longmuir for Godding's Today special comments. Thanks for your work on K Rock and good luck to the Pies.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Good work, Justin.
Justin Longmuir, over and out. I think we're all done and dusted. Final score from the MCG. Thanks, Bucky. Richmond were a little bit too good for Carlton, but they fought hard. Richmond were 11-7, 73, 28-point winners over the Blues, 6-9-45. You heard it all on Jack Riewoldt to the City Inn, perhaps for the Tigers' first of the afternoon. That's exactly what it is. If Ben had it, he would have said the goal umpire never moved a sinew of his bean. It went straight over his hat. Out to the fat side they come, running with it. Is the 15 in short. He drills it. This is Tigers. Beautiful work. Straight to Lynch. Lynch into an open goal. Handball comes over the top. Now to Kurnow. Took an eternity to get rid of it. Pushed as he kicked. And the second effort was equally as poor, Bucky. He was caught twice. It was incredible. The Tigers surge at 40 again. Graham has a look from 45 and kicks the goal of the day. Thumping ball. He run to 50. He had a good look at the big sticks. It was an open goal square.
Big meat in a mismatch on Vlorston. Big meat. Big meat's outmarked by Vlorston.
Gracious.
Goodness me. David Teague won't be happy about that. Big meat Casbolt.
Off meat.
Yeah, he'd been left out in the sun too long there, big meat.
Roved at the front of the pack, and that was brute strength. What a goal. Is that Castagna or Graham again? Graham. There's a fight on. It's all happening at the G. Is that Asprey? Tried to take on the tackler and Mackay won the free kick, played on in the meatloaf pocket, kicks a long one towards the teeth of goal. DeLuca slides in and takes a Hamlin hanger. Lambert moves it quick inside to Bolton, who spilt the mark. He's got time to pick it up. Handball surely over the top to Graham. Graham kicks his third goal of the afternoon.
The governor shadow of his former self. Oh, Ross rode him like Mick Jetman in the 83 Melbourne Cup. It was Curtis Lane on the inside. It was excessive wet news. And he wins a free.
K-Rock, second quarter as we close in on halftime.
Surely here now, Cruiser from the poor kick in kicks. Surely the first goal he does. Poor kick in by the Tigers. As the Tigers stream through half forward through Edwards. Here's a look from 50 metres and he kicks. Oh. Don't tell me, what a bomb from 55. Edwards in his 250th bangs one home. Gee, this one's taking a while. It's a goal. Oh, it's a goal, Bucky.
Oh, there you go.
Now,
I always thought it was a goal.
Yeah, that's right. Bucky's vision, I said it's outstanding. Any sort of territory and the kick came out only to Mitch McGovern that, oh, he's off. Thought about playing on, then he did that. He was forced to snap on goal, and I tell you what, he's kicked a miraculous goal.
They're back.
A long way from where we are. Kicks it to the hot spot. That's a Hamlin hanger. right late in the last quarter from Jackie Boy Rewalt in the pack, Justin. He went up in teeming rain and pulled down a Hamlin hanger.
Grimes or Aspie?
That's got to be holding the ball.
And is it holding the ball? It is. He was a little unlucky. The ball went over the back. It was touched. He actually marked it. He was immediately tackled. He got chicken wing by McGovern.
Graham handballs over the top. Caddy puts the exclamation mark on victory. Graham has a shot from 50 metres out. And Castagna marks. I reckon he got the mark.
Oh, you've got to be joking.
I reckon he got the mark. He's going to kick after the siren, and Richmond are going to win by 28 points because he's seriously 2 metres out. Didn't like it, Bucky. You thought the siren sounded first?
Doesn't matter.
Tigers win. Castagna kicks one after the siren. Some tired, tired players. Richmond by 28.
We're from Tigerland. A fighting fury. We're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin. Risking head and shin. If we're behind, then never mind. We'll fight and fight and win. For we're from Tigerland. We never weak until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold. For we're from Tiger, yellow and black. We're from Tigerland.
For Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar, the fifth quarter.